The MCAT Podcast, session number 12. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med student, and we are here to give you the motivation and information you need to know to get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. Now, the last couple weeks, we've talked about MCAT courses and one-on-one tutoring. This week, we're going to talk about something a little different. As always, I'm joined by an awesome member of the Next Step Test Prep team. This week, again, I'm joined by Brian Snedeker, Vice President for MCAT Content and Tutoring at Next Step. Now, Brian, I know that the student listening right now is likely in the middle of their pre-med coursework and sees all of the competitive students around them and has maybe experienced some of that competition themselves. But on my other show, The Pre-Med Years, I always talk about collaboration, not competition. Let's talk about studying for the MCAT, utilizing your classmates and forming study groups. Do you find that to be advantageous?
Absolutely. Ryan, you and I have talked about this before on a couple of your other podcasts, but it's definitely worth bringing up for our listeners here at the MCAT podcast. The best way to prep for the MCAT, the best bar none, is forming study groups, and it's absolutely free. And Ryan, the way I've told you this in the past is that when I look back at my experience working with thousands of MCAT students, there are two simple factors that I see correlate most strongly with success. And number one is attitude. If you have the right attitude, you can and will succeed. You don't need to be some Goodwill Hunting genius for the MCAT. You need to have the right attitude and the right work ethic for it. And then close second place is, does the student form a study group? And if you have a good, strong study group, then that vastly increases your chances of success. And this is exactly like how you study in med school. Right now, I've been to medical school and law school, and I tell you, in both places, study groups are essential. Nobody goes it alone. So you may as well start taking advantage of the value of a good study group before you even head off to med school.
What are some of the things that you should be looking for in your classmates to ask them to form a study group? So if I have 10 students in front of me, 10 friends, let's say, but I only want 4 people in a study group, how do I pick and choose who I want in that group?
That's a good question. Obviously, personal chemistry has a bit to do with it, right? You're going to be spending a lot of time working with folks in your study group, so you need to make sure it's somebody you actually get along well with. But the big mistake everybody makes is thinking, oh, I want, you know, the smartest guy in the world in my study group. You know, I want somebody who knows everything and can help me. The reality of what you should be trying to put together for study groups is instead a set of complementing strengths and weaknesses. So let's say you're really good at organic chemistry, but terrible at psychology. Right? Maybe you were an orgo TA, but you can't remember anything from your psychology class. You want to get someone in your study group who's really bad at organic chemistry, but who has a stronger, you know, background in the psychology section. And I know students will initially react to that. They think, well, wait a minute, if I'm good in orgo, why do I want to be in a study group with somebody bad at orgo? I'm going to have to spend all my time explaining stuff to that guy. It's totally going to slow me down. It's a total waste of time. To which I go, no, back up. You just said you're going to have to explain stuff to him. That's why you want that person in your study group. Because the single best way to learn anything in life, the best, I don't care if it's changing a tire, doing an instrument tie, studying for the MCAT, or how to shoot a free throw, right? The best way to learn anything in life is to teach it to other people. Ryan, it's like that saying they have in med school, see one, do one, teach one. Mm-hmm. And it's the teach one that really solidifies your own understanding. So if you can put a study group together of something like 3 or 4 people where each person has their area of expertise, the advantage to you is not, oh, I get smart people to teach me, but rather I get to teach them based off of my strengths, which will turn them from simply being strengths to being areas of total mastery that I can then build off of to build a great MCAT score.
I love it. And I agree 100%. Teaching is the ultimate way to learn.
I will tell you, we actually see this in the MCAT prep industry. We get a lot of folks who obviously do very well on their own MCATs. You know, they score over the 90th percentile, some, you know, or the 95th percentile, and they come and they teach for us or they tutor for us. And after a year of teaching or tutoring for us, they come back to me and say, oh, Brian, I wish I could just retake the MCAT now. I would do so much better. I would get a perfect score after teaching it to other folks. And this was my own experience. I did well on the test to begin with, but after teaching it for many, many years, that's when I got to the point where I was consistently, you know, getting a 44 on the old exam or 520 plus on the new exam. So the act of teaching something that you are already good at makes you much, much better at it.
Show off. So there's another thing that you mentioned earlier too, was having the right attitude. What does that mean?
So it means a bunch of different things. The two big components of this are, number one, patience. You have to be patient with yourself. You have to be patient with the MCAT. You have to be patient with your prep program. So the MCAT is not a place where you're going to suddenly see enormous gains. It's not like you're going to study for 2 weeks and your score is going to double or something like that. And your scores are going to fluctuate. You're going to have good days and bad days. You're going to have good weeks and bad weeks. And if you let yourself get lost in the kind of daily or weekly vicissitudes of the process, you know, all this kind of waggling about that happens, you're just going to go nuts. You have to be patient with it and say, look, I'm focused on the overall upward trend in terms of building up my skills. The second part is, Ryan, this is something you and I had talked about a few weeks ago, is you cannot go into this thinking that the AMC is out to get you, right? If you have this negative attitude of, oh, they're trying to trick me, they want me to make a mistake, then that negativity is just going to bleed into every single part of your prep. And you're going to end up performing much, much worse as a result. Instead, I say, look, you have to take something like a neutral to positive attitude towards the MCAT. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, it has to be some fantasy Pollyanna Disney movie. Gosh, isn't the MCAT great? We love it. No, it stinks. Right. It's terrible. Right. It's long and it's hard and it's a real challenge. But I say, look, the attitude you need to cultivate with the MCAT is, think of it like a rainy day. Yeah. You know, a rainy day really sucks. You wanted to go out and play some soccer today. But are you going to sit inside and just whine and moan about it? Or are you going to get your butt moving? Get up, get an umbrella, get your galoshes, get your MCAT books, and go do the work and you'll see the results.
There you have it, free and better, according to Brian, what he thinks, study groups with your classmates. And it really goes along with everything that I love to talk about over at the pre-med years, which is collaboration, not competition. So go find some people that are taking the MCAT around your study time. I actually set up a website for this. If you go to MCATstudygroups.com, that will take you to a Google form to fill out when you're taking the MCAT, what you are good at, what you think you are great at teaching, just exactly like what Brian was talking about, and where you need some help. So go to MCATstudygroups.com, and we'll try to match you up with students who are taking the tests around the same time that are stronger in other areas and can teach you where you are weak. Again, MCATstudygroups.com. I want to take a second and remind you that the best way that you can help us here at the MCAT podcast is to go tell your friends, your classmates, your advisors that we are here, and we are here to help pre-med students prepare for that small little test called the MCAT. So I hope you go and share that information with them. You can also leave us a rating and review in iTunes. We would greatly appreciate that as well. You can do that at themcatpodcast.com/iTunes. If you are interested in one-on-one tutoring or courses, if you say, you know what, I don't want to form a study group, I want to take a course, or I want to do one-on-one tutoring, that's what Next Step Test Prep is here for. Go check them out, nextsteptestprep.com. Use the super secret promo code MCATPOD, that's MCATPOD. That podcast, or that promo code, is only given out here in the podcast. So use it and save some money on tutoring, their tests, their course, anything that they offer. That coupon code will save some money for you. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the podcast today. I hope you join us next week where we're going to talk about books and what books you should be looking at or what you should be thinking about when you're starting to think about MCAT books. So don't forget about us and join us next week here at the MCAT Podcast.